Today's responsive reading is number 662 in the back of your hymn books. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather again this morning. Lord, I pray especially for all the groups and the ministries in this church, the small groups, everyone doing their own thing to grow the church, Lord, and to glorify your name. Please be with us all, Father, as we approach our centennial year, and please guide us and have a hand in everything that we do here, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. God help me. A few days ago, I was reading a poem. I read a poem, and I thought I should share it with you. I read this following poem by James Chester. God help me. A phrase I have had to shout away too often helped me get through this life. A life that is filled with death, disappointments, and tragedy more than anything else. God help me. Help me to believe you are real when I have no reason to think you are. When I am too tired to keep going on, just to face more obstacles on the road ahead. God help me. Do you even hear me, God? Do you hear my words? Or do I just cry out in vain? Am I not worthy of your help? God help me to come into your grace once again. If my prayers go unanswered for one more day, that may be the last day I live on this earth. God, just help me. I read it twice, and then I stopped to think, how often have I cried out to God, please, God, help me. I did not have to think very much and very hard, for I know that, please, help me, Lord, is part of my daily prayer. And then from that moment on, I started counting that the God help me phrases or variations of those phrases in my daily journey of life. And then I realized more than I ever thought that After praising God and thanking God, the next thing I always said to God was, or asked God, was for His help. And that was something I had not recognized. For example, there are variations in many languages. God help me, or help me God, is one. Kyrie eleison, or have mercy on me, or Dervohormia in Armenian, and all kinds of other expressions are in our vocabulary daily. If we are the followers of Christ, and if we believe in God, then the only thing we can say or do is first to praise Him, acknowledge Him, praise Him, and then tell Him, or at least indicate to Him that we are totally and completely dependent on Him. I started praying. The first prayer after those thoughts, I said, please, Lord, be with me this day. Okay, there is one, please help me. And then help my wife. That's another, please help me. And I just wonder, my sister, you know, do you ever say, please help me? And do you? Jill? Philippo? Every one of us ask God to help us. But we don't acknowledge that. We just sort of say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again believer. I'm strong. I have the power of God in me. I don't need anything else. And actually, we need every second of our life. We need God. Help me, God. In the Bible, we see people crying out to God for help or directions from the beginning of creation. In Exodus 17:4, we read, then Moses cried out to the Lord, what am I to do? Moses, a strong prince for 40 years, and then a businessman for another 40 years. By now, he was a strong man, you would have thought, and he didn't need the help of anyone. And yet, he cries out to God and says, please, Lord, help me know what to do. In Judges 6, we see the Israelites crying out to God for help. And they thought they were religious, and yet they needed God. A king in Psalm 120, verses 1 and 2, cries out to God, I call on the Lord in my distress. Save me, Lord. You've heard presidents sworn in as president. The last phrase they say is, Quentin what? So help me God. They're real American. So help me God. Do you know when it started? In 1881. And some people, I just read a little something and I put it down here. It says, so help me God came from Chester Arthur, not George Washington, as many people think. First actual eyewitness account of a president using the statement came in 1881 at Chester Arthur's swearing in. King David cries out to God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Oh my God, I cry out by day and by night am not silent. Psalm 22. These were not, he was not a weak man. He was not a little unemployed person or a beggar or a sick person who needed God's help. He was a king, a very powerful king. And yet, he calls out, he cries out to God for help. If someone may ask me this morning, what, you've come here now to give me a depression? Well, you know, most pastors or many pastors will tell you that you are doing well. You don't need any help. Once you are born again believer, God is going to bless you. You're going to. That's all true. But we need God more than we need anything else. A blind beggar heard that Jesus was passing by. So he called out, he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Apostle Paul saw the wind, when Apostle Peter saw the wind He was afraid and beginning to sing, cried out, "Lord, save me." You remember? He wanted to walk on the water and he started walking and was fine until he realized that he was walking on water and he cried out, "Please, God, help me." Now, if you think that only weak people cry out for help, listen to these. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Do you ever feel discouraged? Lost? Do you worry about what will happen tomorrow, the next month, the next year? In these very uncertain, unstable days of wars and economic crisis, to say, "Don't worry," would be a difficult, if not impossible thing. But you may remind us, or someone may remind us what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount. "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Yes. But that is easy to say when you are not poor like me or unable to work like me, someone else will say. Now, anxiety is not always the result of being poor or physically unwell. Spiritual unwellness is even harder to deal with. In Proverbs 12, verse 25, we read, "An anxious heart weighs a man down." Just the other day, a lady called me to say that she was a believer and she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she started sort of talking to me about the blessings that she has received from God. And then she started asking me about things that gave me a very clear indication that she was having an anxiety attack, and she was trying to deal with that anxiety attack by calling me to say how blessed she was and how God was in control of everything. But through it all, you could hear the anxiety in her voice. A lot of us, often we repeat prayers or say things to encourage our, or at least to deal with our fears and encourage ourselves. But the only way we can find that, the answer and that strength and that power, is by turning to God and shouting out and calling out and crying out and say, "God, help me, I can't deal with this." I don't know whether you or Filippo or I have not gone through a moment like that where we called, "God, help me." I have many times, and I still do. And there is nothing to be afraid of. And we shouldn't be ashamed to say that we really need God to be able to continue this journey on life, this spiritual journey. Some people would go from one praise celebration to another praise celebration, from one praise meeting to another, just to make those fears go away, and they don't go away, because while you are there and you are shouting and you're praising, you feel good because of the emotional atmosphere. But when you come home and you're about to go to bed, you realize those fears are still there. And that's when you cry out to God and say, "God, I can't deal with this." If I always have thought about this, if I did not have God in my life, I would be the most miserable person, I believe, on earth. If I didn't have God to talk to Him about my problems, my temptations, my guilt, my situation, because no one may understand me. My wife may try, my children may try, my grandchildren, you may try, but only God really knows what I need in my heart. and what is missing and what's happening. And so I turn to Him and say, God, please help me. Every time I hear at least these two languages I know well, in Armenian, Derbo or Mia, my spine just goes crazy because it says, God have mercy. It's just the same in Greek, Kyrie eleison. And it's not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of, if you wish, child, being the child of God. It is a sign of knowing and acknowledging that God is in control and God is there for you to go to and say, God, please help me deal with this. Help me deal with my son. Help me deal with my wife. Help me deal with my husband. Help me deal with myself. Help me deal with the situation that I'm in. And God will hear this prayer. You can go to 100 Bible studies. You can learn about Moses and David, and you can learn about the second coming of the Lord. And unless you have peace in your heart, and unless you have this joy and the serenity of knowing that you are a child of God and that He is there to help you, you will not have peace and joy. Apostle Peter says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:6. Many do not see the seriousness of their sins, and they blame others or their physical or economic condition. How tragic that is. How tragic it is for me to blame my brother and my sister and someone else and the church and the society and the economic situation when I'm the person that I have or the what I have to blame is myself for walking away from God and losing that peace and joy and losing that connection. We have Rita in our adult class who keeps hammering or shouting it out. Power, we need the power of God in our life. And actually, that's exactly what we need. The power of God that helps us continue this journey in life. You can blame anyone you want. It's not going to give you peace. Deal with your own self. And that will lead you to Christ and bring peace and serenity. Many do not see this seriousness. It is tragic. No one is as blind as the person who will not see and repent of his or her own sins. Let me repeat that. No one is as blind as the person who will not see and repent of his or her sins. King David did. King David suffered for about a year having sinned against God, having committed adultery and murder. He murdered someone while he had someone murdered. And then he sort of covering up that sin for a year. He suffered. He describes his situation as very, very painful physically and spiritually and emotionally. But he did repent and he was restored. Apostle Peter did. He denied the Lord three times and he was suffering. Zacchaeus did. You remember Zacchaeus? He repented. He acknowledged that he was a sinner. And they all repented and were restored. Apostle Paul in Romans 7 shares his own personal struggle and reveals his own efforts to live in a manner pleasing God. And of all people, Apostle Paul wanted to be the best possible example to all those he had evangelized. And he was evangelizing. He wanted to be a holy disciple. And yet, he had to wrestle with things. These are the emotions and responses of a mature Christian revealing his own spiritual experience before God. Apostle Paul cries out, Who will rescue me from this body of death? Romans 7:24, and very quickly the answer comes, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 25. The question here is, who will rescue me from this miserable situation that I find myself in? And the answer very quickly comes, God will, Jesus will. God gives the victory, excuse me, through Jesus Christ. In Philippians 4, verses 13 and 19, we read, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Verse 13, and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Now, if you know this, and if I know this, that God is able to answer my prayers, and if I know that God is able to provide what I need, not what I want, and if I know and if I believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if I know that the Holy Spirit is here to help me, and if I and know and yet don't call upon God to help me, I'm a fool. You are a fool. If you are going through a difficult period of time and you say, I'm not going to bother God. I'm going to take care of this myself. And here you have the great man in the Bible, even Jesus, praying to God for help. Well, Jesus said, if this is your will, take this cup from me. Barbara Casey Smith's prayer has touched my heart, so I will share it with you. I opened with a poem, and I would like to close with a prayer. Barbara Smith writes, God, help me. God, help me on this journey. I cannot make it alone. Is this your prayer? Need your Spirit in my heart. Grant me steps of goodness. Forgive me of weaknesses. Brighten dark days to a ray of light. God, I need you in my life to help me with struggles and fears. Walk with me through the portals of hardships. Open doors for me to touch other hearts. Allow people to see your Spirit is alive, living in my Spirit in fullness. And I will close with one of the shortest, if not the shortest prayer in the Bible, the sinner, the tax collector's prayer. He said, God have mercy on me. And he signed his name, a sinner. From the tax collector to our Lord, they all addressed God as the source of all power, as the source of all forgiveness, and the source of all help that can help us walk in this or on this earth and finish our course. Apostle Paul said, I fought the good fight, I finished my course, I kept the faith. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for always being there, ready to help us. Lord, if we feel that we our relationship with you or we are far from you at this point in our life, the question is, who has moved? Obviously, you have not moved. You are still there. We have moved. Help us, Lord. Help us to deal with ourselves. Help us to deal with situations in our families. Help us to deal with situations in our country. Help us to deal with sickness and help us to deal with unemployment and economic problems and difficulties. But more than all that, help us to accept your will in our lives. In your blessed name, I pray, amen.